Greetings, this is James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're back on the air again. We've been gone for a little while trying to prepare for this groundbreaking conference we just went through here. And although it was an awesome event, I am so glad it's over because now I can take a little R&R time. We've been working 24/7 trying to get this building up and going and the bathrooms and the showers and everything else. But it was quite a miraculous event that unfolded here. The speakers were incredible. We had Michal Ledwith, Brooks Agnew, just a host, Susan Ward. She also has a show on BBS Radio. She does messages from Matthew, Douglas Taylor, and his lovely wife Serena was here as well, joining us, and they just loved the place. I had a great time here. I mean, I could go on and on with all the speakers, but you know, if you want to go and recap the speakers on our website, you can go to eSETI.org and check it out. Soon we'll have the DVDs available of each speaker, so you can go and check out some of the awesome performances that unfolded here at the ranch. We also showed two kind of premieres. We had J.Z. Knight's movie UFO on the Brain, which was quite a segue into our premiere movie as well, because it covered a lot of the science on why some people can see UFOs, some people can't, how we need to raise our frequencies, and the physical or the scientific process in doing that so we can have these interdimensional experiences. So it's an amazing video that we showed here. The contact has begun with James Gillen, which premiered here. It's the new documentary on the ranch, and it should be hitting the theaters pretty soon. We should be up and running. We've got great interest in it internationally right now. England, all kinds of people are looking at this, and we're working with them right now about distributing this internationally. So it's going to be seen in theaters probably around the world. It's an awesome movie. You know, John Savage, the producer, Michael Knight did the narrator and helped, you know, produce the movie as well. And his son and Chase, and they did a phenomenal job. It's high-definition TV, incredible special effects footage, and the message is just awesome. You know, it's something that will be changing the planet. It's one of those types of movies, but I always say, everybody goes, what kind of movie is that? And I say, well, the best way to describe this movie is like Al Gore going interdimensional. So it covers everything from what's happening right now on every level, taking you all the way through, and it also covers the help and the beings that are coming in right now to assist us, you know, in this evolutionary process we're undergoing. A lot of the group afterwards, after the conference, I took them to Aquarius Water and Langenberg Research to check out some of the technologies there, these amazing healing technologies. And they were blown away and actually had some great experiences there with these technologies. And we're going to cover that on the next show probably, or the show after that. We're going to bring some of the research scientists that are involved in that. And one of them is actually my nephew, who actually did research with the Genome Project and actually has a gene named after him. So that's going to be an interesting interview coming up about some of the new technologies and healing technologies that are coming out on the planet. There's just so much going on here. But going back to this Science, Spirit, and World Transformation event, people are just buzzing about it. We're walking around almost in another world with that look on their face, like, where am I, you know, after coming to the ranch. And there was such incredible information given that, you know, one by one, there's a wonderful crop circle presentation, you know, amazing crop circle photos and information about that. It just went on and on and on, one speaker after another after another. And everybody that listened to these speakers were just blown away by the information and how powerful it was. We had a panel. Jason Martell, who was coming, became ill and couldn't make it, so we put together a nice UFO panel where people could ask questions. And we also started showing some of the photographs. And these photographs will probably be up on the site, eSETI, in the next couple of days. And we tried to get it up on the BBS radio site, but we had trouble doing that. So I'm going to have to figure out another way of loading them up there. For some reason, I couldn't do it. But we had everything from wall-to-wall orbs everywhere, even inside the building, before and after picture where there's no orbs, and then there's every multicolored orb you can think of, every size coming in. That was amazing. And in the sky watches, we had just ship after ship after ship come in during the sky watches. What I found interesting is that a lot of the people were so into the music, because there's a lot of people playing guitar and singing and doing sing-alongs and things like that, and they're just having a great time with the music, but they weren't really looking up, you know. So I think some of those people missed a lot, but that's okay. But you know, the way I look at it, people are getting upset going, hey, you know, we should be out here sky watching. And I said, well, it's kind of as you wish here. These people really want to enjoy the music, and that's probably what they need. So let's take our little kind of pro group and go out in the field. And we did. And we just saw ship after ship after ship. And some of the people singing, you know, I think got a little irate at just yelling, ship, look up, you know, because we were interfering with the music. But but anyway, it was fun. You know, everybody had a great time. The energies here were just phenomenal. They're photographed. We've got massive, look like motherships hanging over the mountain, giant cylinder ships, as well as a lot of other ships that look metallic that were hanging around during the conference. And we've got some excellent photographs of those. But we'll have those up on the website shortly. But all in all, it was a great event. It came together very smoothly. All the people that came to this event were phenomenal. You know, there was literally no problems. Everybody just worked together and cooperated. And I don't know if you were listening to Coast last night, but one of the people that attended the event actually called in and talked about it. And he said they were just ship after ship after ship. And he said that, you know, he saw the lights on the mountain and the mountain lighting up and things going on there. And then on top of that, let me go recap a little bit on the mountain. There were lights on the mountain, and people thought they were campers. And one person said, well, that's a campfire. And I said, well, your campfire just moved. You know, just moved halfway across the mountain. You know, and so these supposedly campfires were moving all over the mountain. There's about six of them. And they're in wilderness area where you can't have any kind of a vehicle. And, you know, this is 13 miles away. So it would have to be a massive campfire or something with candle power beyond our imagination to be showing themselves to us 13 miles away. But nonetheless, experience was pretty awesome. You know, people getting to see that, and then they saw the ships flying overhead and making right angle turns, and we had some great power-ups where they powered up and flew over the ranch. And it seemed to be, we had a lot of activity Thursday as people were just coming in. We had some Friday, and I think it kicked up pretty good Saturday, a little late Saturday. And Sunday we had a lot of activity as well, and it's still going on. We just last night I got an awesome ship flying in nice and low and lit up the entire sky. So, you know, that was pretty amazing. We have so much footage here. I'm still working on getting somebody to assist me and downloading some of this footage and getting it up on the net. But, you know, that manifestation seemed to come in the fashion of the new movie, which is going to go international. So, anyway, the manifestation was a little bigger than I expected, but we are going to get the ones up on the website, some small clips so people can see what's happening up at the ranch on a regular basis. But I love what the caller on Coast to Coast said. He said, you know, if there is a fifth dimension, he said, we experienced it at the ranch. He said everybody was in harmony, everybody was opening, being taught, experiencing incredible knowledge, and just coming together and just having a great time, which is really what it's all about. So, you know, just when I see these events unfold and they happen and people are growing and awakening and healing and moving forward and you know, it hits me sometimes pretty hard, because I think of all the work that we did that went into this to make it happen, and it's a dream, and all of a sudden you start watching it manifest and it's actually really happening, and it's something that this of a monumentous event, and then thinking about how this is affecting the entire planet, I mean, this is awesome stuff happening here. This is contact. It's contact with some very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. We're getting ready to join the rest of the universe, hopefully in peace. And we need to stop acting, you know, like primitives and worshiping them or firing on them or trying to shoot them down and steal their technology. We need to start, you know, greeting them as ambassadors and not with aggression, but with love and peace and joy, and rise our in our own consciousness. And when we do that, the ships come in. You know, we have, as usual, we get the flack. You know, we have some of the fundamentalists that are saying, you must, you know, tell them that they must come in the name of Jesus. If they don't come in the name of Jesus, you know, and they don't have any problem with that. You know, if you ask them to come in the name of Jesus, they, you know, they said, yeah, you know, we all work together here. You know, it's a big universe. We're all working together. So they're servants of the source. And, you know, so it's just like everything else. They are doing their part out of love to assist humanity and the earth in its awakening and healing process, just like all the other masters that incarnated on the earth before them. And we have the other folks. It's quite interesting. This is this phenomenon that I get people calling and writing emails, and they have no logic whatsoever, and they don't realize these beings are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And they say, well, I'm coming up, and I'm bringing radar, I'm bringing all this equipment, and I'm going to prove that they're not there. And I just said, well, you know, these beings are so advanced, they know everything you're up to, and they're not even going to participate with you. Why would they want to have anything to do with you? You know, you already started off with a bad attitude. And then they start becoming very judgmental and slandering and everything. And you know, you say, look, you know, this is really not for you. You know, I don't know why you believe you have the authority to come and trespass and force your beliefs on everybody else. I said, that's not what we're doing. We're just sharing here, but you're coming and attacking and creating a reality that they don't exist. And they won't exist for you because they'll have nothing to do with you with that attitude. And so you probably will, you know, prove that they don't exist for you. But there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of educated people that have come here, physicists from all walks of life that have seen the ships, and it's real for them. So mainly, people just don't understand, you know, being rude and sarcastic and demanding and critical and slandering, and it's not really appropriate, you know, for the ranch and for contact and for engaging these off-world visitors. So, you know, basically, you got to drop the toot. You know, if you're going to have a contact, we have to rise to the occasion. And they have no problem leaving those people in ignorance, and they can manifest that truth that they aren't here and they don't exist. Every once in a while, they will come in and take somebody like that and just, you know, shock the hell out of them and do something that, you know, will, you know, really put a dent in their reality. You know, every once in a while that happens, but not very often. Usually they don't trespass on free will. You know, but if, you know, somebody's there and, you know, creating a negative experience, they can usually turn it around if they choose to and do something that where people can't deny, and they'll start turning around and, you know, realizing they can explain this, and it's far beyond, you know, anything that we own. Taking a little drink of this super oxygenated Aquarius water right now because we had a little spraying yesterday overhead. Those lovely chemtrails that we all have come to love and adore. But it's amazing. There's people here that were starting to get a sore throat, and we downed some of this super oxygenated water and it went away immediately. So if you're suffering from chemtrail abuse, get some water. It's good stuff. Hopefully, we're going to move this on out to the field. I want to cover some of the things going on, you know, out in the field. There's a lot of guests out in the field right now setting up for a sky watch. Things happen right after the sun goes down. It's not really dark yet, but could happen anytime here. We got some wonderful daytime footage, you know, in the past 3 or 4 days, as well as some incredible nighttime footage. But the nighttime is when things really happen, because things are powering up and lighting up, and you can't miss them. In the daytime, you just see a little speck cruising around up there usually, and they're harder to see. But when they really turn their fields up and power up, you can't miss them even in the daytime if they choose to show themselves to you. The contacts right now and the sightings are escalating as we speak. There's just literally thousands of craft flying over Mexico right now, and they're getting them on film. We have a lot of that footage, and it's actually in the movie as well. It's just time. You know, it's the destiny of humanity, the Earth, to join the rest of the universe. It's that simple. And hopefully we can do it in peace, and they're going to sit back and wait for our decision to see what we're going to do, and they're going to try to assist us as much as they can to get through these times we're undergoing. But hopefully we can do it, you know, in a cooperative effort and work together and kind of pull the reins back on some of the rogue elements out there that want to just shoot everything down and steal the technology and use it for war purposes. You know, hopefully we can evolve beyond that. And there's a lot of bills in the United Nations as we speak to, you know, open the door for a decade of contact and end the aggressive attitude. It's going to get us nowhere, because there's nothing we can do about these beings that are coming in now. They're extremely advanced. They're so far beyond our technology. You know, we can shoot anything we want at them, you know, pulse lasers, plasma weapons, everything. It's not going to touch them. They're far beyond that. So in the interest of national security, it's time to make peace with these beings. It's time to stop trying to shoot them down. It's insane to try to shoot down some beings that are so far advanced, you know, both technologically and spiritually, that, you know, luckily they take the high road so far. But, you know, if you wanted to declare war on some beings like that, you're in big trouble, because we're outmatched. You know, we're so far outmatched, it's embarrassing. But we still send our F-15s and F-16s and other exotic weapons up there to try to chase them and shoot them down and catch them. But, you know, it's fruitless right now. In the old days, it was possible with some of the low-level contacts, but now it's just a fruitless program. We're going to need all the help we can get in the days to come. And a lot of them are here to assist in that process. But we've got some phenomenal earth changes and shifts going on. And we're definitely going to need all the help we can get. They've been blocking some of the coronal mass ejections. They've been knocking meteors and comets out of the sky and pulverizing them before they hit the Earth. They've been doing a lot of things on our behalf. And it's time we kind of get with the program and the ground crew wake up and start assisting, you know, in tearing down this old negative grid, the old program, and start, you know, moving forward. Now, I wanted to go out to the field right now. You know, hopefully the engineers can ring that number, and we can put on the field crew out there that's out in the field right now and interview some of the people that are here. That we've got some people that have come here a few times, and maybe we can, you know, get some of their experiences and talk to them about some of the things they've seen here. Some people were coming up here a lot and asking me about, you know, the whole Billy Meyer, Michael Horn fiasco and everything. And we just covered that whole thing in the 2006 Bay Area UFO Expo DVD. I forgot that I addressed that, because people asked me those questions over and over again. But that's now available. It'll be up on the site. And we just got the copy recently so we could put it out there. But it's incredible information, and it's not only a presentation, but it's a very long video where there's question and answers and a workshop following it. So there's a lot of information on that. And I think it'll help clear up a lot of issues about what's going on. But a lot of the hard questions are asked, you know, about covering everything from abductions to the low-level contacts to the more benevolent things, to earth changes, to it just goes on and covers you know, a lot of the controversy, you know, around certain individuals that think they're the only one true prophet and contact on the planet, and that's just not so. you know, even in their own notes, they're saying there's over 7,000 contacts. So, you know, it's just, let's stick with the original story on that one. Hopefully, can we ring the field out there? We've got a bunch of sky watchers. Hopefully the engineers are listening and they can ring the number out in the field and somebody will answer. Until then, we might be able to get a call and we might lose that line because we're ringing the field, the Skywatch field. But I was hoping about 20 minutes into the show we could get some of the other people out in the field on. We might have to wake up somebody at the station. Hello. Have we had our coffee yet? Looks like whoever's running the board right now in the station has not been able to connect with the field. But we'll go on and on. The information that we're getting is just phenomenal here. A lot of interesting things. We have a lot of scientists coming here that are doing the measurements concerning the Earth changes, global warming, the Earth's magnetics, you name it, and it's all coming together. And in the old days, there was the prophets. You know, we had to depend on the prophets to give us this information. And nowadays, with our technology and a lot of these enlightened scientists coming forward, the prophets and the scientists are coming together. And I thought that was amazing because a lot of the seers and visionaries came together here at the ranch with the scientists, and they're all seeing the same thing. And there's a little discrepancy here and there, and little differences of opinion, you know, on how things are going to unfold. But it's pretty unanimous that things are unfolding, and we are going through some major shifts, both energetically and physically. And the Earth is going through a major transition. So, you know, we're definitely on the move there. You know, it's pretty undeniable. And I like what some of the people are saying now. They said, you know, it's no longer prophecy. This is science. You know, and we know what's going on and what's unfolding. And a lot of this is covered in the new DVD. It's called Contact Has Begun. You can go to the website, eseti.org, and view the trailer. There's several trailers there that are out right now, and they've gotten, I lost track on how many hits, something like 10 or 20,000 hits or something like that on these trailers that just went out. And what's interesting, the movie isn't even out yet, and there's already theaters saying they're going to play it. So I think this thing has a life of its own, and it's going to take off and with a little help from our friends and get around this planet and get the message out. Hopefully the engineer, hello, is anybody home at BBS Radio? I'm hoping we can call the field and get somebody to answer the phone. Looks like nobody's home. Okay, well, let's keep going. If people, you know, want to call in, we could take call-ins now. The number is 877-876-5227. If anybody wants to call in, I'll bet Dean's out there listening. I know Dean had some remarkable photographs and helped us put a lot of the four paranormal photographs as well as photographs of the ship online, and we went ahead and showed that, and then people wanted to see what was filmed during the conference, and so we had the ability to do that and actually put quite a slideshow on just the activity while people were here at the conference. You know, but it's pretty amazing, you know, what came up and what showed up on film. I have to apologize the last 2 weeks. We had to play an archive, and then the other time I had some work, got caught on the freeway backed up picking up chairs for the event. I was, you know, stuck on the highway with a van full of chairs, and when people come to the ranch, it's very funny because people come to the ranch and they'll see me just dirt all over me. You know, I'll be doing the gardening or plumbing or or, you know, doing the electrical or something. You know, I'm always working here pretty hard, and people think I'm, you know, one of the caretakers or something, and start, you know, walking around looking for James. And we have fun with that. You know, when they start asking questions about James, and it's me they're asking, you know, so I just kind of say, oh, that nutcase, you know, what do you want to talk to him for, you know, and just have fun with him. And then later on, they see me step up on the stage, and they start laughing. They think it's kind of funny, but, you know, we have a good time with it. That's the most important thing, just have fun, you know, on this planet throughout all these changes and everything else. Don't forget your humor. I don't think we have an engineer or somebody's kind of asleep at the controls, but we're trying to go out to the Skywatch area and ring somebody up there, and apparently something's not hooking up. Who knows what it is, but either it's at the controls at BBS or somebody's not answering out at the field. I'm not sure. Hopefully we can figure something out here and get them on the air. I have a couple of ideas on how to do that. If you hang on just one second, we're going to see if we can get this field to answer. A little dead airspace, and we'll see what that does. But anyway, hopefully we can get somebody there at BBS to shift us out to the field. Is there anybody home at BBS Radio? I think that's going to be our new song. So hang on for a second. We'll try to get the field going. Doing a little wake-up call for the engineers at BBS. Hey, Don. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully some... Okay, great. You got the right number? Okay, we're gone. We're sitting over there. Hopefully. I hear some funky noise coming. We're doing a switchover, trying to hook some new lines up out there.
Hello, we're here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so we've got the Skywatch crew, the field out there in the Field of Dreams. Is this Kina?
Yeah, this is Kina. I was the first one to pick up the phone, but we've got a bunch of people here that I'm sure would love to talk to you.
Oh, great. Out there at the field, so you're pretty new here. You came to the conference.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess you got so enamored by what's going on here, you're hanging out a little longer after the conference, and it's kind of a hard place to leave. But,
it is.
Yeah.
It is. You're right. I kind of came here just to sort of get my feet wet with all of this. It was sort of out on the edge for me. And I've been really fascinated with the science behind all this and the amazing evidence for what we're looking at. And, you know, each night that we watch the sky and learning how to differentiate between what is a plane versus other objects that seem to be not following the normal path or appearance of, you know, what should be in the sky, like satellites and planes. It's been really exciting. In fact, I've gone out and bought a laser now because I want to be able to point at the sky and show my friends what I've learned.
Great. And you got to see a lot of the paranormal activity as well, the light spheres and the orbs and everything else going on.
Yeah, the orbs, it's a little bit hard to hear out here, but... the orbs were really fascinating. You know, it seemed easy to believe that they were just, you know, a figment of your imagination on your camera. But we would take photographs, you know, before, you know, we would just take a photograph and there'd be nothing there. And then, just a short time later, particularly when people would start to sing or meditate or become in a more euphoric state, we would take the pictures again, and we would see all of these objects right there on in the middle of the field. And some of them had a lot of substance to them. They had different designs in them, and it just didn't look like, you know, a water spot. And the fact that they would be there one moment and not the next, it was very compelling. So I just wish my camera could take them, because my camera wasn't good enough. But some of them, the digital cameras just seemed to detect them. And even though we couldn't see them with our naked eye, or at least most of us couldn't see them.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michal Ledwith talked a lot about that, on what they've done with some of these cameras. They put all these infrared filters on them and other filters as well, because the orbs were starting to show up everywhere. And people were thinking something's wrong with the film or the camera or something. You know, they couldn't figure out what's going on. So now they're putting all these filters in. And the way you tell is you get your remote control and you shoot it straight into the camera. And if you can see the remote control going off through the camera, then you definitely, you know, have a camera that can actually pick up the orb. But he gave a lot of information about that, how some of the cameras now, that they're putting filters in so you actually can't take orb pictures, which is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely going to make sure my next camera can detect them.
Uh-huh. And you also got to experience the some of the Langenberg research and Aquarius water technologies as well. Did you want to talk a little bit about that? Or
the Aquarius water technology?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I apologize, it's a little bit hard to hear out here with all the chatter, but I was really, really amazed at the testimonials about what this water seems to be able to do. And I'm, you know, everything from, I don't know, it just seems like it could practically cure every disease out there just by getting the oxygen to the various parts of the body. And I'm trying to figure out how we can get some of it out where I live, because it sounds like, you know, like something that we need.
Yeah, I think the whole planet needs it right now.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else out there that wants to come on and talk about some of the things they've experienced?
Sure. Let me see who else is here. Just a second. Let me see if somebody wants to type in. Who would like to talk to...
They're having a little barbecue skywatch party out in the field right now. I can smell...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Rip?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Rip here was working side by side, helping us get this conference together, and he also got to experience some of the ships. What have you seen recently out there, Rip?
Just real quick, can you speak up a little bit?
Okay.
For some reason,
the phone's hard to hear. I think there's a... I'm not sure on that phone. You can turn it up so it's louder.
Okay. Well, right now we're just barbecuing,
mm-hmm.
and the sun hasn't totally gone down yet, but last night was incredible. We saw so much activity in the sky, and lights on the mountain, and the most bizarre shooting stars. It's like they weren't coming down from above. They were either going straight or kind of up, and they were appearing sort of in mid-atmosphere as opposed to flying, you know, from the top atmosphere down. That's pretty interesting.
We also noticed that these weird shooting stars were corresponding with the ships. They were coming right underneath the ships, which was strange.
Yeah, that was definitely something I've never seen before.
That was quite an event. So how do you feel after the event?
After last night?
No, after the conference.
Oh, after the conference. Oh, the conference was so great. It everything went really smoothly, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I know all of us just wanted to sleep for a couple of days afterwards.
Yeah, I slept mostly yesterday and a little bit of today.
Yeah. Luckily, I can try that. Is Cheryl over there? Or
yeah, here, let me pass the phone on to somebody.
Okay. A roving reporter is in the field as we speak.
Oh.
You're a little kid.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, really? Who's this? Can you hear?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, how you doing?
Great.
You want to talk a little bit about your experience here since you've gotten to the ranch and, you know, some of the energies and sightings and anything else you've experienced?
Sure. Well, the mountain is gorgeous. And actually, tonight it's got kind of a circular cloud above it. So we're really looking forward to what's going to happen tonight. And 2 days ago, we saw flashes on the mountain during the day, which I understand is craft coming out of the mountain. And last night, we saw quite a few craft overhead, and a lot of them would be cruising along and then power up and get real bright and give us a little bit of a show. So it's been real great.
Now these, you know, watching these craft, I know there's only maybe 2, maybe 3 visible satellites a night, 4 at the maximum. How many do you think we've seen in the past couple nights?
Oh, gosh. Man, what did we see last night? Like 15 to 20, probably?
Yeah. Yeah, probably easily. I'd say easily 15 to 20. And, you know, these things definitely power up and turn and just do all kinds of things, which eliminate, you know, any kind of a conventional aircraft or satellite. It's very obvious these are not conventional objects that we're looking at.
Yeah. It's been really great.
Now, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the other energies, more of the spiritual energies you've been experiencing since you've been here?
Yeah. The land is just really intense with energy. And my body definitely had to get acclimated to the high vibration. I slept quite a bit of the first day here. Or just rested. Actually, just rested on the land. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't even know that these flowers out here are echinacea. That this field is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Field of dreams out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I've had experiences with you, James, that have been really expanding energies coming in and just filling me with peace and love and just a sense of belonging. It's been really sweet.
It's like your soul coming home.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on the air. Is there anybody else that might want to...
Yeah, let me go ask. Just a second.
I know Cheryl wanted to come on the air, if you can find her.
Anybody else want to help on the radio show?
Yes.
We're kind of low key here. We just have people walking around with phones, putting other people on the spot.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking to?
I just have to move to a different area where I can hear better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who is this?
This is Roxana.
Hi, Roxana.
Hello.
Have you been enjoying yourself?
Absolutely.
Great. How you been doing? Do you want to talk a little bit about your experience here so far?
Well, this is the first time I've certainly been here, and it's an incredible place. The view of the mountain is fabulous. And last night when we arrived at about
about 7 o'clock, quarter after 7. And we settled in and we started watching the mountain. And it was just awesome. We started to see blinking lights midway down the mountain. And we were really surprised. We weren't sure what we were going to see.
Yeah, I think we've just now building up again. I think tonight we're going to see a lot more activity. I guess you missed the really big one that came in and powered up.
Yes, we did. We were sitting in a different area, and so we were seeing blinking lights and those sorts of things, and we attributed to airplanes because we are a bit. We do see airplanes in the sky, but for us who are not experienced at what we need to look for, see in the sky, so. For many of us, we just look and think, well, that must be an airplane. But we can't determine, we're not experienced enough to determine exactly what it is that we're looking at.
Yeah, usually if they have the red and green or red and blue running lights and the strobe, they're a plane, and we just dismiss it right away as being a plane.
Well, that's what we were thinking. We were sitting there, my girlfriend and I, and we're looking at them, and she said, what is that? And I said, well, it looks like an airplane.
Uh-huh.
And we would watch it, you know, go across the sky, and so we'd attribute it to an airplane. But there were others that we were looking at where we would see them flash, and they seemed stationary, and then all of a sudden they'd be gone. So we weren't really sure what we were looking at. But what we saw halfway down the mountain, we knew that could not be an airplane, just mm-hmm. because the backdrop was the mountain and the flashing was coming on the front side of the mountain. So we were very intrigued by that.
Yeah, hopefully we can get one of these big boys to come in again and make a nice turn and power up. Actually, I'll show you the one later on tonight that we filmed last night, because the one that you missed, we actually got it on film, and it's pretty big. It came in and made a nice power up in the turn, but you only have about, you know, some of these things, when they power up, you only have about 3 to 5 seconds to watch these things.
Well, yes, you certainly have to be focused on what it is and what you're looking at to realize what it is. And we're certainly looking forward to that this evening, that's for sure. We're getting ready for it.
Yeah, hopefully we can get our lasers working again and some of the other equipment to play around with. But we've got some new ones on order.
We're very excited. We're very excited. And most definitely, we will be returning. We'll be going home tomorrow, but we will be returning, who knows, in the next few weeks, because this is something that we really want to come in and take in again, for sure.
Okay.
And then when we do go home, we will be able to look up in our own areas, because where I live, I look at Mount Baker.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But I also live fairly close to a small airport. So
mm-hmm.
when I'm up looking, I'm thinking I'm seeing planes. But if I'm able to decipher what it is that I'm looking at, I'll be able to determine what is a plane and what isn't.
Exactly. And there's a lot of activity around Mount Baker as well.
That's what I understand. But if you don't know what you're looking at, you just attribute it to an airplane.
Exactly.
And yeah, if you're not consistently sky watching, you know, you could be in your backyard and you just look up and see something blinking and you think, oh, an airplane, and you just continue on doing what you're doing. But once you start to, you're trained to recognize what it is that you have going on up there, it's just incredible. Because then all of a sudden you start to realize that's what that is.
Yeah.
It's not a plane.
Oh, yeah. These things have no, some of these have no strobe, they have no running lights, you know, they're just one big solid light. And the planes, when you look at them, their light has a yellow tint to it, and these don't. The lights coming off these craft are like a bluish color, a real bright white bluish color, and it's completely different from man-made light. You might say it's perfect light. It has the full spectrum in it, which is kind of interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, what I take away from this is being able to understand what it is that we're actually seeing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very stoked here. Very stoked. And
great.
We're definitely going to be coming back, for sure.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the air. Is there anybody out there that wants to
Oh, you're welcome, James. I'm just going to walk back to the group over here and just see who else may want to jump on and have a chat with your listeners.
Great.
And here we have Mark.
Great.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, James?
Yes, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
So, we're waiting for the sun to come down so we can get a nice clear sky.
Uh-huh.
Last time we were here, we were standing out there with you, and we had that huge mothership. Remember that huge mothership that went across the sky at night? It kept going way off into the east.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
That was really bright. That was really cool.
Yeah, it just kept going and going and going, and you know, should have lost its light because the further east it went, there's no reflective light because it's in the Earth's shadow, and that thing never did dim down. It went behind the trees.
Yeah, it was cool. It was, you know, like you said, it was out of the Earth's atmosphere. You know, and figured it had to be a really big one, and then, you know, a couple minutes later, we saw three more that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and last night we saw a couple, you know, there were a couple small ones, but, you know, it was a good night. Lots of orbs last night.
Yeah, they took some, I guess Rainey said she took a great orb picture of us sitting there together, so I haven't seen it yet, but.
Yeah, there was, she showed it to me this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
It was like we were painted in them last night.
Great. Yeah, I'll have to see that one. Maybe we can get that one of those up on the site as well as some of the other ships that were photographed in the past 3 or 4 days. So we've got some amazing photographs.
So hopefully the sky will clear out here a little. I see some blue sky over there west.
Yeah. You know, if y'all get in a circle and meditate and just visualize a big hole opening up over your head, that'll happen.
Okay. Get the meaning of the minds together and have
exactly.
them all meditate and think happy thoughts.
Yeah, but do it right after the barbecue, so don't forget to leave something on the grill for me out there.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
Oh, great. Great, I'm hungry.
Good, we got one set aside for you.
Oh, good. Is there anybody else out there that wants to go on the air?
Yeah, let me find somebody.
How about Cheryl or Rainey or...
Yeah, here I'll. Get you either Rainer or Cheryl.
Okay.
Here, we got Rainer coming. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we got Rainer walking in.
Oh, great. We're hijacking people in the field.
She was taking pictures to see if she can find some orbs.
It's a good time at dusk to get them.
All right, well, here's Rena.
Okay, great.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
We're on the air. Do you want to talk about any of your experiences here on the ranch?
Well, last night was great. Everybody's getting all ready and setting up their equipment and talking about, I'm going through my pictures from last night and taking pictures and there's orbs everywhere and showing everybody and there's a lot of new people, so they're excited.
I'm good.
To be able to see that.
Now, did you get to see the ship that came in, the really big one last night? I don't know if you, I think you got there a little late. I'm not sure if you saw it.
I saw two pretty big ones that flashed, but I think I missed. I was right on the tail.
Yeah, I was wondering, I was trying to remember when y'all arrived, and I think you arrived just after that one, so you missed the really big one.
I was impressed by the fast ones that were speeding. They looked like they were in a speed race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the two coming together. One time there's three, I think, coming together, and they're meeting each other and powering up, and that's kind of amazing.
That was a lot of fun. We were a little late getting in, but...
Well, you're early tonight, so you'll be able to get the... prime time preview of what's going on.
Everybody's been visiting and really getting along and looking forward to just a great night. So
great. And you got to experience a lot of the spiritual energy too while you're here as well.
Yes, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. It's so wonderful to be here. I want to buy a house here. You're here. Hang out.
I think I'll make one of those, like, interdimensional portals where it's like a little tiny thing, and we can all just walk in, and then it's this massive castle on the inside or something like that.
No, it's so wonderful. My daughter's three, and every time we go away, she wants to come. She talks about it practically every day. Can we go to the country? Can we go to James's house?
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah, the kids sense the energy here. They know what's going on. Is anybody else there wants to come on? Or
sure, just a moment. We're walking all over because the range isn't very good here.
Oh, okay. We're improving again and again on technology. Pretty soon we'll have a...
Okay, so I'm going to give you Roxanne.
Okay.
Or no, oh, Roxanne's talked. This is our new Canadian. You're not in public speaking. Everybody's shy tonight. This is our new Canadian, and she's here to see.
Horrible. No.
This is a phone conversation. Say hi to Jean.
I think she was already on. I'm not sure.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, someone forced his phone in my hand, but I can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear?
Okay, hang on. I'm walking closer. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're on the air doing the Skywatch.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm getting closer here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we saw a few lights last night and a few flashes.
Uh-huh.
But we were sitting away from the group. So we weren't quite sure what we were looking at, but we knew it was an airplane, so...
Oh, yeah, and I understand. Both of you, because you're sitting a little further away, you missed the one that we were hitting with a laser. We were shooting a laser up to one, and it just powered up and got enormous. But there was only about maybe 5 seconds to watch it, and then it turned and went off in a different direction.
I think we might have got a bit of that on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been on the left-hand side.
Yes, we did see that.
Oh, good.
Yes. But we were looking on the right, but we saw it on the corner of our eye and just turned around and went, what was that?
Yeah. Well, luckily I got it on film, so I could show it to you later.
That would be great. And hopefully tonight we'll see more.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. The energy is just building. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and it's pretty amazing.
Yes, well, we're really hoping tonight to see more, so... And we probably counted about 10 different flashes that we've seen, like from the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple of the long streaky flashes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, we weren't looking in the right areas that you guys are all looking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be all together tonight in the same area, and then we'll have the lasers and point things out so you won't miss what's going on.
Well, great. We're looking forward to that.
Sounds good. I'll have to sign off with the Skywatch right now.
Okay.
So, thanks for coming on the air. Thank everybody else for coming on the air that's wandering around out there. And hopefully if we got this a little later, we could have somebody screaming and yelling when the ships come in.
For sure. We're looking forward to that.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All righty, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're ending the Skywatch. We've got the group out there. I have a nice dinner waiting for me, so I'm going to join the rest of the people during the Skywatch and see what comes up.
So
and, kick on the cameras and see what happens. So again, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening.